Casino Studio, KQEN weather, gradual clearing in the Umpqua Valley this afternoon, looking for a high of 82. Increasing clouds, 55 tonight. On Tuesday, clouds through mid-morning and gradual clearing and a high of 86. And stays warm, 84 on Wednesday, 90 on Thursday, and for Friday, Saturday, Sunday in the mid-90s. And we're going to be in the 90s starting later this week for about a week and a half, it appears. Right now, finally starting to get a little bit more sunshine out there. We're at 65 degrees, and KQEN News Time is 12:35.
This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Every summertime, we like to do some interviews with some of the musicians that are playing at some of the local venues, especially folks that are particularly well-known and have a great story to tell. C.J. Chenier is joining us today. He will be at Music on the Half Shell tomorrow night. Grammy-nominated, world-renowned musician and recording artist. C.J., thanks for being on this afternoon.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
And talk a little bit about your background. What led you to a career in music?
Well, you know, I was a failed college student. I made it through one semester, and it just wasn't for me, you know. So I was kind of wandering around my hometown trying to find a job, and that's when my dad called me. I played saxophone back then. And so my dad called me to go out on the road with him. So I made actually 21. I was 20 years old. I made 21 on my first trip with him. And it was a trip to the West Coast. We started off in Austin, and it went to Southern California, and it went to Northern California, and it went to Oregon, and it went up into Washington and Vancouver and Victoria and back down. So I started my career off on the West Coast, and Oregon was one of those spots, man. So that's pretty much how I got involved in this music, you know, pretty much being unemployed. My dad had given me a break to come out on the road with him.
Well, and talk about your father, because he's pretty well known as well.
Well, my dad is the king of Zydeco. He's the one that actually invented this style of music and also gave it its name, you see, because it was called la-la music before. When my daddy came up with his style, he named it Zydeco, you know. And I say, like, man, he's one of the, he is the pioneer of this music. Cause, like, in the 40s, man, he's in, you know, traveling around with a accordion, speaking French and, you know, singing blues in French in the 40s and 50s. So, you know, what a task that must have been for him. But he pioneered it all and went through all of that. And you know, the first Zydeco band to go to Europe, and the first Zydeco artist to win a Grammy, the first Zydeco artist to win a Lifetime Achievement Grammy. So, you know, old country boy with a second-grade education did pretty good for himself.
Wow. Now, how would you define Zydeco?
I just call it happy feet music, man, because it's a mixture of stuff, you know. A real Zydeco song is like drums, washboard, and accordion only. Those three instruments playing this upbeat, up-tempo type style of music. But when you go to a Zydeco, which they used to be called la-las. Like I said, when you go to Zydeco, you're going to hear boogie, you're going to hear blues, you're going to hear ballads, you're going to hear waltzes, you're going to hear, of course, two-step music, and it's just a whole lot of fun, man. I call it happy feet music.
What makes you so passionate about it?
Well, I told you I was a saxophone player, and I started off playing funk, and I had aspirations to become a jazz musician, but, you know, I got involved with my daddy, and I started noticing the audience, right? And, you know, all those gigs I played, playing boogie, and, I mean, playing funk and I had never seen a crowd have so much fun before. You know, so I kind of fell in love with the audience first. And then the music kind of just took over.
Now, you
so
talk...
It's just in me. I just love that music, man. It's just, see people smiling and having fun like that, you know, it's all about.
You talked about going out with your father. Did you end up touring with him for a long period of time?
Well, I toured with him until he passed away. I started when I was 20. He passed away in 19. I started in 78. He passed away in 87. And that's when I took over the band.
And how did his playing influence the way you played?
Oh, in every way, you know, because I got, I wasn't playing accordion. I was a side man playing sax, but I was watching him and listening to him and paying attention to him. And, you know, I just, that was my whole influence right there.
As you got, as you did that for a while, did you ever, I mean, given the life of a musician sometimes can be kind of rough, kind of grueling with time on the road, time at home, incomes go up and come down and things like that. Did you ever contemplate exiting music and going and finding some other career?
Man, I tell you, if COVID didn't make me think about exiting music, nothing can. So, no. No, I've never thought about it, you know. I'm a road dog. That's what I do. You know, my family, my family came up with me doing that. You know, my kids came up with me being on the road. My grandkids came up with me being still to right now. You know, my wife know that's what I do. You know, so that's who I am.
You mentioned the pandemic. What was it like getting through that as a musician?
Oh, it was pretty awful. You know, I had a tour booked right. I mean, 1 week. We were supposed to leave 1 week before they just pretty much shut everything down. So that wiped me out for a couple of years, pretty much, man. You know, it was a struggle, you know, but you do what you have to do and you survive, you know.
Did you do some songwriting during that time, given the fact that you were kind of stuck?
As a matter of fact, I didn't write any songs during that time. I was too worried about paying my bills. I was like, I had to figure out how to pay the bills, so I didn't want to write no bill pay songs, you know, so that was consuming me pretty much.
Wow. Things opened back up, what was it like to be out doing shows again once the status changed and people were calling you for bookings?
It was still a little strange at first, you know, because they still had all these rules and regulations you had to follow, you know. It still wasn't free. You know, it is now, but when it first started opening up again, it still had a lot of things you had to go through, a lot of things you had to do, and, you know, the crowd wasn't right because they didn't really want to come in certain ways. They want, you know, nobody had freedom at that time. We was all on lockdown, so even though they let things start happening again, it was still kind of weird because now people are out again, you know. They're just out and happy and being free again, you know, so all that's gone.
Did you do any of Zoom concerts?
Well, I did a concert at a theater in Houston, man. I think they streamed it. It was weird playing for a big old outdoor theater with nobody there. You know, that was strange. And I also did a show for Antone's in Austin, Texas for their anniversary to an empty club. You know, it was just strange. And I did some video things I had to do for different things, but it wasn't nothing like just being one-on-one with the people and having a good time, man.
Well, and when you can't see your reaction, the reaction of your audience, I would think it's harder to play, maybe.
Well, you know, it's hard to entertain the camera. put it to you like that. I mean, the camera's looking at you, and that's pretty much who you, what you're playing to. You're not, so you have to fix your mind that the audience is behind that camera and try to just perform for it, you know? That's pretty much what I did.
So as you look over your career, are there particular time periods or particular accomplishments that you're especially proud of?
I mean, I'm just proud to be, you know, still playing music at least 40-some years later, you know. You never think, you know, just going day by day by day that you'll wind up 45 years into this business, man. And, you know, to me, that's a blessing. I'm just thankful for that, you know, because a lot of people don't make it like that, you know. And but this type of music, man, it's so much fun. I just have such a good time playing it, man. I don't know. Maybe that's what's keeping it going, you know. I don't even know how to explain it, but I don't have no one particular time period. But my whole, there's a whole, I've had a ball doing this, man. And you know, of course, like you said, we go through ups and downs, but for the most part, 99%, I'm just overwhelmed at still being here.
Are there other Zydeco musicians that you like to listen to?
No, I'll be honest with you. When I do listen to music, I listen to jazz. I listen to smooth jazz when I do listen.
And why is that?
Well, it's the first music that I ever heard that really appealed to me. You know, I was with a friend of mine in the house back when I was in high school, and you know, I never really listened to music a lot except the stuff we learned to play in the garage band. That's what I learned the songs off the albums back then, but I never listened to the whole album. So we just learned those songs. But when I went to his house one day, he had a Earl Klugh album playing on his stereo. And I walked in, I was like, well, man, what kind of music is that? You know, and he said, you never heard this before? And I'm like, no. And it was Earl Klugh, man. It was that smooth jazz, man. It just, for some reason, just appealed to me. So I started finding all kinds of smooth jazz, man, and you know, Grover Washington and Wilton Felton and just everybody I could, you know. And that was, hey, that's probably why to right now. If I never listened to blues a lot. I never even listened to Zydeco a lot, you know, except when it was live. But to just sit down and listen, no. I always did smooth jazz and that.
Now, who are some of your favorite smooth jazz performers right now?
Well, I kind of quit listening. But if I go back, man, you know, if I can remember, Stanley Clark is one of my favorites. And Joe Sample and the Crusaders is one of my favorites. And Wilton Feld is one of my favorites. Grover Washington, I like Ronnie Laws and, you know, along that line.
You know, it's interesting that you mentioned Earl Klugh because I think one of his albums from the mid to late 80s was probably the first one that I bought myself in that genre, and I have still got it with my pack of about 500 albums.
All right. There you go.
So as
hey, man, some music just don't go nowhere. You can always come back to it and it's still fresh.
What about touring? Have you toured outside the U.S.?
Only Canada. I haven't been to Europe or anything like that in some years.
And what about your tour this summer? Where are some of the places you're going?
We started off in Michigan, and we went to Chicago, and then came to Portland, and we went up to Seattle, then we went over to Winnipeg, and then we came back down to Boise, Idaho, I think. Some other part of Oregon, Redmond, Oregon. And then we went up to Seattle, and then we went over to Boise, Idaho, and now we back down in Oregon again. And we go to red for tomorrow, and then we head down to California and do some things down there.
Yeah, I know a lot of people are going to be at the Half Shell concert tomorrow night. When you get ready for a performance, what should people expect when they come to your show tomorrow night?
Oh man, I don't know. I just think they should just expect to have a good time. Hopefully, we just put out energy, and we always grab energy from the audience. So we started off, and hopefully somewhere down the line, they'll give us some, and then we'll take that, give it back to them again. And by the end of the night, we'll all just be exhausted from fun. That's hopefully that's what it is.
All right, well, stay on the line. We're going to play one of your songs and then continue our conversation here.
Can't sit down.
Shaneer Can't Sit Down, the name of that track. He is on with us now. Tell us about that particular song.
Well, I learned that's one of the songs I used to play when I was playing saxophone with my daddy, man. And those upbeat songs like those were the ones I liked the most when I was playing with him. So that Can't Sit Down, I remember that from back then.
So what about more recent recordings? What have you done in the last few years?
I haven't been in the studio since that CD.
Wow.
I haven't been in the studio since 2011, man. And I'm trying to make myself get in there, I don't know what to say. Everybody's on me about it, and I have no excuses. It's just I haven't been in there yet.
So what's your favorite part of touring?
Going from place to place to place to place. That's the best part about it, man. Just going all the different places. I love scenery, seeing all the different sceneries and all the different towns and all the different people everywhere, all the time. I love it.
And do you go out and explore outside of the tour, you know, like maybe when you're not on tour, maybe when you have some days off, to be able to go out and look around a community you've never been in before?
I did that a lot when I was younger. Because I got a little age on it, man. Things have changed, you know. I take those days to just sit back and relax like today.
What do you have planned for now? This tour goes, how does it through the summer or lasting longer?
Well, we finish with it at the end of this week, and we go home for a week or so, and then we back out again. So it's like some sporadic things going on. This was the longest leg of it. And we go home and we go back out for a week or two, and we go back home and we go back out again, you know.
Well, looking forward to having C.J. Chenier here tomorrow night, world-renowned musician, recording artist, Grammy-nominated, playing the Nichols Band Shell in Roseburg-Stewart Park tomorrow. We're out of time now. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow night at the concert.
I look forward to being there, bro. Have a good time.
All right. Thanks for being on with us.
All right.
1256 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.